The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Plans for a multi-million euro outdoor swimming pool in Dublin are making waves again. Those supporting the idea want a Lido to be developed on the same site as the now shelved and controversial whitewater rafting project. But not everyone is happy with such proposals, especially residents living nearby. They're calling for more investment in services in the area and not necessarily a pool. Our reporter Josh Crosby has been to the North Inner City and he joins me now. Good morning, Josh.
Good morning, Pat.
So what's the suggestion here?
Well, I must say, look, if you look at the artist's impressions of a conceptual design, it does look quite impressive. So just beside the Liffey on the North Quays, for those who are unfamiliar with Dublin, not too far from the Three Arena, sandwiched between the IFSC and the Epic Museum, sits George's Dock, a derelict 19th century harbour. And there's a campaign now to have this turned into Dublin's first outdoor public heated swimming pool. Now look, this site is unused. It sits in a very busy area. So, of course, it makes sense to develop it in some shape or form. But when people hear outdoor pools in this location, they're immediately transported back to the whitewater rafting facility. And this certainly divided opinion, mainly due to the estimated cost of around 25 million. So with attention being turned on this site again, locals living in the area are saying, look, hold on here now a minute. You can build your pools in time, but can the council first focus on more pressing needs in the community? I met with Mark Fay, who's the North Wall community representative on the Docklands Oversight and Consultative Forum. Mark brought me around the Sheriff Street area and says the area is crying out for investment.
Basically what you have here is you have two walls coexisting side by side. On the other side of that wall, you've the IFSC, and you have now proposed what's going to be possibly the site of the new 30 million plus open air swimming facility. On the other side of this wall, you have Sheriff Street, which has been basically the land that time forgot. Not much investment gone into it, although I will say that we did get the new school reopened there 3 years ago, purely thanks to Pascal O'Donoghue. Apart from that, though, Sheriff Street basically is the same as it's been since the IFSC was built. A lot of crime, a lot of drugs, a lot of antisocial. And one of the biggest things we have at the moment is we have a serious, serious lack of early years creche / education facilities.
So what's the feeling locally when the words outdoor swimming pool are bandied about?
Well, I mean, I don't think too many people have a problem with an outdoor swimming pool. And I don't have a problem with it myself, you know. I like swimming and I may even put on a pair of shorts and go around and have a dip. The problem that we have from a local perspective is the imbalance in what's being proposed here. Like, we're asking for the last 4 or 5 years, you know, for the use of an abandoned building, community building down the end of Sheriff Street, which is in possession of DCC, purely to try and deal with the levels of early years creche services. But at the same time, over the last 4 years, we've been just hearing and being hammered with this idea that you have to have an open-air swimming pool and it's going to do all these wonderful things. The indigenous community of Sheriff Street on the other side of the wall are saying, well, what about us?
What about the argument then that build it and they will come, and then if something's done with the unused space, that it'll create a bit of vibrancy, and then look, in turn it could have a positive impact on the community?
It's a bit like stepping through a portal, you know. Like when you walk into the IFSC off Amiens Street, it's lovely and it's shiny and it's, you know what I mean. But when you step into Sheriff Street, it's almost like you're stepping in, you know, to a different kind of parallel kind of universe. We've been kind of used as an unofficial containment zone. Whether the plan progresses or not will be a decision for Dublin City Council. We don't care what goes into George's Dock per se. Put in an open-air swimming pool. Put in 10 of them if you like. The problem that we have, that the locals have, is that you cannot pump that kind of money in there to do this big fantastic development and ignore Sheriff Street and its current problems.
Very well explained there by Mark Fay from the North Wall Community Association. Now, what about all those working in the area? And there are many, many, many. Mm. Would they use an outdoor pool, do you think?
Yeah, so there are many. Like, even though people are working from home and there's been a rise of vacant office space in recent years, there are still thousands of people working down around this whole area. And then, look, there are dozens of financial institutions. There's a network of hospitality to support those workers. And, of course, the building sites, Pat, with cranes side by side. So, yes, Mark and his neighbours are in the area day and night. They know the place like the back of their hands, and they've seen the changes over the years. But I thought it'd be interesting to hear from those who work here to see would they use an outdoor pool. Now, it was quite wet when I was down there, but even in the rain there still seemed to be an appetite for something like this.
I think it would be money well spent. I mean, currently it's not being used for anything. A greater appeal than a kayaking facility, for sure. So yeah, I think it would be a good investment for the local area and give the area a bit of something to do. I mean, I'd be in favour of it.
Would you go for a dip yourself, cool down at lunch?
Certainly during the summer, it's better than the Liffey for sure.
Would you use it?
I don't think so. No, I'm not sure. Like, an outdoor swimming pool here?
Yeah, just there in that space there.
It might be good because there is a gym there. It could be a good resource for some people.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it would be a worthwhile investment, to tell you the truth. The space does feel large, unused, right? So doing something over here would definitely be useful, but I'm not sure if going with a pool would be the right thing to do, you know?
Not sure now, the weather, like.
I mean, we'd come out of work and we'd go straight to the pool, so it'd be great.
Do you think, would you
think
use
a park
it?
Would be nice.
Oh, a park would
I
be
think
nice,
a park
yeah.
with a few benches would be lovely.
Would I use a pool? I don't know, because we work right there, so like, I wouldn't want everyone from work seeing me in my swimming togs and my bikini, like.
Looking out the office window.
Yeah, no,
there she is,
sure.
dossing.
I don't know if I would. Maybe, yeah. maybe on the weekends, potentially.
Yeah, if it could be like turned into a park and yeah. then on the weekends a pool, that'd be great.
Some of the workers down around the IFSC giving their reaction to plans for an outdoor swimming pool. So, Josh, who is actually pushing for this to happen? Why do they want it?
Well, due to the site being derelict, there is, of course, pressure for something to happen here. Wheels are in motion to look at what can be done. A number of councillors have tabled an emergency motion calling for a comprehensive report into the council's plans for the unused space, and they want an update on the engagement with the Dublin City Lido campaign. So the Lido campaign is the group which has been doing much of the work behind this proposal. It's come up with a preliminary business case to DCC, and this is all happening through fundraising. It's raised over 14,000 euro to put into a new realistic design with a feasibility study. And the campaign has garnered support from the likes of Swim Ireland, and it's having ongoing meetings with the council. Patrick Earls is the founder of the campaign. I met him down at the site, and he started off by telling me what it was from using Lido's living in the UK that he wanted to try and bring something like this to Dublin.
So as you can see yourself here, it's a remarkable site right in the city centre at George's Dock, an empty dry dock. So traditionally it's sort of been filled with water. The idea is that the Lido could be positioned inside that, you know, on a central island essentially. Obviously a protected structure, it's very old. There's a lot of maritime heritage and history here. So you can't put anything in this. Like, we can't put, you know, accommodation. There's a housing crisis. There's lots of other needs in society. But there's very few things you could actually put in here from a planning perspective, okay? It needs to be a water-based facility. So it really needs to be something like a Lido or return to its original form or, you know, some sort of public realm.
And you mentioned other needs in society. Look, some locals are saying that the money could be better well spent, that they'd like to see investment in other areas. Can you see their point of view?
Absolutely. And there's many stakeholders in this, and we continue to engage with the local community. And look, this project fundamentally cannot happen if the locals do not see value and it's not an inclusive, accessible project. So I can see how if there's a big, exciting project, even if it is operated and managed well and the locals have cheap, affordable access and they feel it's theirs, I can still see how that might, you know, raise questions about other things that need money, okay? One doesn't exclude the other, you know what I mean? There's not a reason not to go ahead. We need spaces where people can go, locals, visitors, and all Dubliners. And that's what our proposal is about. So really, we acknowledge that, and we're continuing to engage with the local community in Sheriff Street, Northwall, Summerhill, the docks.
When it comes to value, look, what do you think would be an acceptable price tag, or do you think it will return the investment?
Yeah, it's a reasonable question. And I mean, like, people will always raise eyebrows when you have high price tags. Any facility, and to get anything done in Dublin City now, it's just, you know, it's going to be expensive. But the return to society is huge, you know? Yeah, it's not, we don't have an exact figure, you know, it's going to be high, you know, probably higher than the previous proposal, but you know, the times have changed, inflation, but it's not a reason not to do things.
That's Patrick Earls from the Dublin City, as he puts it, Lido campaign, but it comes from the Italian word for a coastline, Lido, and you think he might start there. That might be the first thing to do, to pronounce the word properly. Now, we heard from the Northwall Community Association at the start of the report. Did you speak with anyone else working within the community? What did they want to see happen in the area?
I did. So we heard Mark Fay mention an unused building in the area that he feels needs to be brought back to life as a community outlet project before this goes ahead. So we took a walk down to the former community training centre, which has been closed since 2020. The windows are all boarded up, and the locals want to see this opened up to provide a space for childcare, training courses, a community hub in a sense, Pat. The City Council is now looking at turning this site into apartments and the possible use of it for childcare as well. Just across the road from this vacant building is the Northwall Community Development Project. And in there, I met with Anne Murphy, who's the general manager. Anne says out of all their services, their creche is under the greatest demand.
Currently, we are limited, but we could grow if we had more space. And this is why, you know, we really want to target that empty building. Our current waiting list is about 70 children. TUSLA and the HSC constantly contact us for children in their care to be referred. And they urgently need assistance, and we have no space to assist those young children. And that affects their development from that early age. There is childcare in the area, but it would cost an arm and a leg. And for some of the parents within the area, they just wouldn't. It'd be higher than a mortgage, you know, much higher.
So when it comes to investment in the wider area here, only up the road, what's the feeling locally when we're hearing conversations now about maybe an outdoor swimming pool or redeveloping that on new
well,
sites?
The first question is, what benefit is that to the local community? And yet the empty building across the road is a smidge of the price. And if that was invested over there and you get people into services, and we're not just talking about early years, we're talking about other things. We do training and education for young people as well.
And you're working with children. Some might say that an outdoor pool like that could be a benefit to children, to employment. But what's your message to Dublin City Council if this plan was to progress?
What benefit is it to the children? We have the local council pool. We already bring our little ones to swimming sessions. What use actually is it? Will it be out of the reach of because of cost? Is it going to be accessible to the normal working class person in Dublin City?
And that's Anne Murphy from the North Wall Community Development Project, ending that report from Josh Crosby.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.